Good morning.
Good morning.
And howdy.
Howdy.
Wow, all right, awesome. So, good morning, my name is Israel Hernandez. I'm a sophomore architecture major from Sulphur Springs, Texas, and we're here with Aggies for Christ. It is a great opportunity to be here this weekend, and thank you all for welcoming us and just having us here. Thank you to the hosts and to everyone who just helped us out, and to the youth group and everyone. This morning, I have a little story for you. So, as I was trying to kind of think of a little lesson a little while ago, I was watching a movie, and in this movie, there was a husband and a wife, and they were talking, and they have a young daughter, and the daughter was like, "Hey," or not the daughter, the wife. The wife is like, "Hey, are you going to make it to your daughter's recital?" And the husband's like, "Oh man, I have to go to that." And of course, the wife just like turns to him, and he's like, "Oh man, I get to go to that?" And it was just pretty funny. It had me thinking. I was just like, "Well, wait. We don't have to do things. We get to do things, right? It's always an opportunity to do things because we don't have to do anything. Nothing at all. But we get to do it. We have the opportunity to do it." I want to turn to Galatians 5:13. Galatians 5:13 says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, and do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." So in saying that, God gave us freedom. He gave us an opportunity to do basically whatever we want. He gave us that freedom to choose what we want to do, to choose what we get to do. And just because he gave us that freedom, it doesn't mean we have to do bad with that freedom. Because in the beginning, when God created the earth, he put Adam and Eve on this earth, and he said, "Here you go. Here's this garden I put you in. Do whatever you please, but just don't go to that one tree," right? He gave us that choice, that freedom already, to just live your life. In the same way, he gave us that choice, that freedom, to like either love him or not. Because in this world, there are sinners. This is all of us, right? We're all sinners. But we have the opportunity to go back to him. He gave us that choice to love him, even though we've already messed up. He gave us that decision to follow him, even though we're messed up. And he doesn't force us to do anything either. He doesn't force us to love him, because that's not true love, is it? It's not true love to force someone to do something for you. It is cool because he gives us that choice to love him. It is cool that he wants us to love him, but he doesn't force us to do it. He doesn't force us to love him. And I really like that because he gives us that freedom. And I want to turn to also to Luke 25:37. This is a little bit of a good example here. Luke 10:25-37. So this is talking about Luke 10:25-37. It's talking about the Good Samaritan, right? And so at this time, they were asking Jesus about, or they're just trying to question him. So I'm going to go ahead and read it. And yeah, here we go. "On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. 'Teacher,' he asked, 'what must I do to inherit eternal life?' 'What is written in the law?' he responded. 'How do you read it?' He answered, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself.' 'You have answered correctly,' Jesus replied. 'Do this and you will live.' But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' In reply, Jesus said, 'A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. And a priest happened to be going down the same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and then he put the man on his own donkey. He brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said. And I'll return, I will reimburse you for any expense you may have. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert of the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. So the Samaritan was on a journey. And I love the fact how the injured man, he was maybe a Jew or a Gentile, I don't know what it was, but the Samaritans and the Jews, I know that they didn't get along. They didn't have anything to do with each other. They just wanted to be separate, be apart, and just live their life separately, because that's what they wanted. That's what was either intended or whatever it may be. But out of the goodness of his heart, the Samaritan stopped, and he helps him out. He didn't have to stop. He didn't have to go down there and help him out and bandage him up and take him to the inn and everything. He went right out of his way. Out of his own way. Out of his own day. He was probably just going and just, you know, just having a good time. And then he had to stop. He didn't have to stop, but he got to stop. He had the opportunity to stop. And I like also how it doesn't even mention much about the priest, because, you know, it only tells of how he showed no love and compassion. And, you know, you would think, as like a priest, you'd be like, oh, well, you know what? They should show compassion. They should show love because, you know, of their position there. But no, not even that priest, not even that Levite. They showed no compassion. But again, the Samaritan, he chose to do this. He chose to help the man out. He didn't have to. He didn't have to do it. And that's going to my next point. We don't have to do good, but we get to do good. The Aggies for Christ, we go on weekend trips, we go on week-longs, and we do so many other missions. And of course, like I was saying, we don't have to do these, but it is a good opportunity to do that, because God graciously gives us these gifts, these blessings, these privileges. He gives us all these things so that we can work for Him. It's always great going out of our own ways in our own lives, just as an example, to go out to many different cities or little small towns, or even out of the country, to just serve Him. We get to do that. It's an opportunity. It is a blessing from God that we can go out and help others. And I love that so much. And we need to choose to follow Christ. Not only because we have to, but we get to follow Christ. I'm trying to stress that a lot, but we get to do that. We get to follow Christ. And again, just because we have that freedom to choose, doesn't mean that we have to choose sin. Because I know in our lives, we've all sinned. We've all stolen. We've all lied. We've all cheated. So that qualifies us as liars, cheaters, and stealers. So that means we've already gone against 3 of the 10 commandments, right? And that's just really, it just like strikes me in the heart, you know, because we've already fallen short already. And even after that, the Lord still takes us back. Right? He still accepts us as sinners, as who we are. And we must accept that, right? That we're sinners. And also accept the fact that we've basically chosen Satan over God. As simple as that. When we sin, we choose Satan over God. But there's something great that happens. There's something great that happened that God did. And He sent His Son, right? He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, for your sins, everyone's sins. Not just the person that you like or the person that you love, but the person that you may not like, the person that you may hate. He died for them too. He died for everybody in here. And I love to hear that God chose to send His Son to die for us. He chose to do that because He loves us so much. Not because He has to send His Son, but He had the opportunity. He got to send His Son to die for us on the cross. so that we may have the opportunity to live in heaven with him. I just love that. I love that so much. And we don't have to be saved. We get to be saved. You know? He didn't come down here, live a perfect life, just to be punished, and end of story. No. He dives more into the word than just that. He died, and he did that for us. He chose to go through all this punishment. He chose to go through all the lashings and all the persecution for us. Of course, he didn't have to go through all that. It is so easy today to just say, oh yeah, I'm getting persecuted. Okay, yeah, I'm just done. I don't want to be a follower anymore. This is too much for me. It's easy to just back out of it because it's too hard. But we need to choose to do good. We need to choose to follow God because that's what it means to be a follower of God. And I like how it says in Romans 12 about being a living sacrifice to God. Living sacrifice, giving something up. So giving your own self up for God and choosing to do that. Choosing to be a sacrifice for God because that's what he wants. That is true and proper worship, to give yourself up for God. Because we don't have to give ourselves up, but we get to give ourselves up to God. And I love that so much. And again, in the same way, we don't have to be here at church. We don't have to be here praising God, singing songs to him and reading scripture about him. We don't have to be here taking communion and being a part of his body and of his blood do we get to be here. He allows us to do all these things because he loves us so much. And I like to think of everything in our lives, every little thing that happens in our lives, as an opportunity. Because it is. If you really think about it, every little thing that happens in your life, whether good or bad, is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to either do great things for God, or you're just going to let it pass you and just let it be. But it's an opportunity to glorify God with that in every situation. It is a privilege. It is a privilege. It's weird to say, but it's a privilege when something bad happens to you, right? It is a privilege when you're persecuted, or it's a privilege and a blessing when something bad happens. It's kind of weird. I mean, you hear, or you may think that like other people who are not Christians are like, what? That's a privilege to be persecuted. It's a privilege to get hurt. It's a privilege to be made fun of. That's weird. Yeah, it is a little weird, right? But that, again, is being a living sacrifice to God. It's the true and proper worship. It's choosing to be made fun of. It's choosing that instead of, you know, having the mentality of, oh man, I have to do this. I have to do this. No. It is great because he allows us. He allows things to happen. He allows that so we can work for God, so we can choose through our trials and through our errors and through everything that we can truly glorify God with that. And again, Jesus died for us so we can spend eternity with him. But we don't deserve that, do we? No, we don't deserve that at all. And again, he died for us. He died for us, for you. And it's just great because we have that ability to share that with others. We can choose to share that with others, or we can choose to keep it inside our hearts. So we don't have to share it with others, but we get to share it with others, right? We have the opportunity, whether at work, or whether at school, or whether you're just walking in the street, you know, and you just go, you can just do it, you know, because it's awesome. Every single moment is an opportunity. I love thinking about that. I know it's crazy, even at school, you know, in college, you're walking around campus, and there's so many people, something like 60,000 people undergraduates, I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of people. But they're not just people, they're opportunities, right? It's an opportunity to glorify God. And again, it is so simple just to say, oh, you know, just another day, just another person I'm walking past. No, it is a blessing and a privilege to just be walking around and saying that you're a follower of God. And he freely gives us that opportunity. And I am so thankful that he shows that love to us. and see others. So again, we need to choose to follow Christ. Not because we have to, because we get to, right? And we need to see everything as an opportunity, because it is. Every situation, good or bad. And it is our choice whether we want to let that good or bad glorify God or not. That is up to us. It's our decision. Every decision that we make can either influence others, influence yourself, influence, well, not influence God, but to glorify God. We have the choice to do that. Again, it is so cool. I'm just going to read it a little bit from 1 Corinthians 15, 55 through 58, real quick. It says, Romans. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us the victory. The victory in Jesus Christ. Again, He loves us so much, doesn't He? We're here this morning having the opportunity to worship God. And it is so great just to sing, to worship Him, and to be in communion together, to be here with one another, loving each other, encouraging each other, and inspiring one another. And I challenge all of you to choose God in your lives, to choose to do right. Because again, like I'm stressing, we don't have to do anything, but we get to do something. Little final thought I'm going to leave you with is in Matthew 28. He says, go and make disciples of all nations, right? He doesn't say go and make Christians, but disciples. And a disciple is a true follower, is someone who follows in their direct footsteps. And in this case, He's saying, go and make disciples of me, right? So to follow in Jesus' exact footsteps. He wants us to make people follow, not make follow. He wants us to help people follow directly in His footsteps, right? And I think that's cool, because we need to choose to do that. We choose to do good in our lives. We choose to help others to follow God. Thank you.